This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Okay, welcome back to another episode of Conspiracy Theories. Honestly, I should just rename this to me yapping. But, yeah. Anyway, I'm going to yap and say a bunch of controversial opinions, I guess. But yeah. So, potatoes are just disgusting. You're not changing my mind. They're just disgusting. Like, for example, they're just, like, mushy and, like, they're just disgusting. Like, it's like they're mushy and just bland. And, like, when you add salt on them or something, like salt, pepper, I don't know. Who adds, I don't know. I don't never have potato. Maybe you do that, maybe you don't. I don't know. But basically, they're just bland as heck, and they're awful. And anything potato-related is awful, too. The french fries. Oh, yeah, right, french fries. I know, like, I everyone likes french fries. I don't. French fries are disgusting. French fries are awful. French fries are awful. French fries are disgusting. French fries are atrocious. My reasons for this is, again, they're just, like, mushy, they're bland, there's, like, no flavor to them, like, you might as well just eat some air, you know, like, it's just, like, plain calories, like, calories, I guess. They are awful, it's disgusting, and then you might argue, well, you can dip them in ketchup and stuff like that, well, then you're just eating ketchup, you know, and ketchup is disgusting. Well, ketchup isn't disgusting, I would say. Ketchup has to go with something. Like, you can't just have ketchup and ketchup only. You have to have, like something with ketchup. Like, for example, ketchup on, like, burgers. You can't just have ketchup alone, because, like, who has ketchup alone? It's just awful. And, yeah, like, and then you might be like, oh, well, I actually don't know what else you might be like. Salt? Then it's just same thing. You're just eating salt. And it's awful. Bland, disgusting, awful. And what else could I yap about? It's only like 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Oh yeah, right. Roblox is the worst game in the history of the world. It is awful. It is awful. I mean, Roblox isn't even a game. It's a platform where other games are on. Yeah, I know, that might be the first time you've heard that. It's not, Roblox is not a game. It is a platform where other games are on. Roblox also is just, it's horrendous. Like, what? Like the idea of this free game where just everything, like, and then where everything's just, like, I don't know how to explain it, just, like, all the games are, like, community-made, basically. Basically, all games either fall under, like, three categories. The RNG-based game, like, those, like, the games that my friends play, like, which is, like, Fish, I think. Fish? I don't know what that is. It's, like, Fish, and it's just luck-based. Totally luck-based. Then there's, like, the really grindy games, like, Blocks, Fruits, which is the only way to get good is you grind for 12 hours at a hand, where, like, I used to play Roblox until I thought it was awful, and my friends played Blocks Fruits, you know, I played Blocks Fruits. The thing about Blocks Fruits is, if you want to be good, you have to dedicate so much dang time, and, you know, I have screen time restrictions, so I cannot dedicate 10 hours at a freaking time to do that. Yeah, like, and then, like, the only way for, like, and then the thing about those games, like, the RNG games and, like, the grindy games is that you, like, have to, if you don't want to spend your time doing RNG stuff or grinding, you can do, like, spend, like, 200 Robux to get a new fruit and blocks fruits, or, like, I don't know, I've never played Fish, I've stopped playing Roblox before that game became popular, but I don't know, let me guess, 1,000 Robux to get a certain fish or something, I don't know, or a rod or a boat, I don't know. Just all them grindy, and then, like, the third category is, like, those games that you, like, rate the other people. There's technically a fourth one that I'll say later, but, where you, like, rate the other person's, like, build or, I guess, dress to impress your dress or something. I don't know, outfit. Yeah, and it's just, like, so stupid. It's just, like, if you want to win, you just rate everyone zero, which is just bad, because then there's going to be, like, one person in the place that I guess will just rate it max. I don't know. I don't play these games. There's, like, I don't know. I really don't know. I can't really be talking about this genre things. And then there's also those, like, the tycoon games where you just, like, where it's basically you wait at a generator for 10 hours and then you spend the money, and then you wait at a generator for 10 hours and then you spend money, and then you wait at a generator for 10 hours and then you spend money. And then you can also use Robux in that case scenario just to, in that case, just to skip waiting and just do the using the money. And then there's, like, I guess there's also, like, those are, like, tycoons, and then there's also, like, there's, like, also those, like, simulator games, like, I don't know, like, games, like, things, like, the simulators, like, I don't know, like, I mean, there's also games, like, the pet simulator game that used to be popular and, like, literally no one plays at all. I mean, maybe it's popular, I have no idea. Yeah, that game was, like, okay, but it was just, again, really grindy. I mean, then there's also those, like, story mode games where they always follow the exact same damn premise, which is you're, like, stuck inside, like, some house and, like, some, like, evil guy is coming for you. Like, sometimes it's not you, it's, like, a pet or something. It's, like, a dog or something. And it's just always that there's, like, some evil guy on TV who's been killing a bunch of, well, who's been, like, robbing a bunch of things. You gotta stop him and go into, like, the sewers or something. That's, like, the premise of all those games. It's the exact same darn thing. It's just repetitive. And then, I mean, there's, like, good games, like, that's not in Roblox. I mean, oh, who would have thought games that you pay for would be good? Such games like, I mean, Minecraft. I bet I'm gonna get a bunch of people hating me, but, I mean, oh, a lot of the things I've said so far, people are gonna be hating me. Yeah, just, Minecraft is good. It's a sandbox. You can do whatever you want. It's good. Like, it's not, like, yes, it could be grindy, but, like, you don't have to. Like, I can get a full set of diamond armor in, like, 30 minutes. It's not that, like, it's not incredibly grindy. And, like, some, like, and it's also what a lot of people mistake is Minecraft, like, in Minecraft, your goal is not to to defeat the Ender Dragon. Your goal is to do whatever you want. It is a sandbox game. Sandbox meaning you can do whatever the heck you want. You could build something, you could go mine, you could fight a bunch of mobs, you could build the Colosseum, you could build, I don't know, there's a lot of things you can do. You can mine, you can fly around, I don't know, if you have an Elytra, explore dimensions, trade, farm, there's a lot of things you can do. Make a base, I don't know. And then there's, like, that's not the only what I would clarify as good games. There's also another game called The Long Dark. It's on Switch and Xbox and PC. I don't know if it's on PlayStation or any other things. But it's like, it's a survival simulator that's set in the Canadian wilderness where you, where basically, like, there's like a geomagnetic storm, which basically means, and by geomagnetic, I mean, like, basically it makes all the power go out, and the power only goes on during auroras, which happen every once in a while. But it's like really like realistic, the game, and it's like good. Yeah, I'm literally just saying it's good. Yeah. Yeah, and like you like can shoot animals with guns if you find them. There's different difficulties you can play on, like you can play on like Pilgrim, where basically all like wolves and deer and stuff don't attack you if you're a coward. You can play on like Voyager, which is like the Minecraft equivalent to easy mode, like, and then you can play on Stalker, which is just like there's no really like normal mode. Stalker is kind of just like right before the hard game mode, which is just, which the Stalker is like kind of like the like between normal and hard, if like, if you'd say. And then the hard game mode, and also, by the way, when I say Stalker, that's just like the name of the game mode, and when I say Voyager, that's just the name of the game mode, and when I say Pilgrim, that's just the name of the game mode. Pilgrim is basically peaceful mode in the Long Dark. And then there's the hardest game mode, which is called Interloper, which basically is just everything like just incredibly hard. The game's incredibly hard. And then, recently, The Long Dark has, like, a DLC, which in the DLC, you can get, well, I don't think it's actually in the DLC, I don't know, I have the DLC, and I don't know if it's in the DLC or not, but, in the DLC, you, or not in the DLC, I don't know, there's called Misery Mode, which is just incredibly hard. If you ever get the game, I suggest not to play on that difficulty. It's hard, and it's bad, and wait a second. Yeah, wait, it's just bad, and just, it's hard. It's hard. Hard. It's more like, yeah. And also, like, if you play The Long Dark, and you realize, like, the game's about surviving. It's a survival game. It basically strives for, like, realism. It's a realistic survival game. But not a lot of things are realistic, a lot of things are realistic, just, like, but, like, in real life, a wolf wouldn't, if you walk right, like, if you walk in a half a kilometer away of a wolf, it's not gonna turn and start sprinting at you. Yeah, I mean, if you're crouching in the game, then it really won't, but still, like, the wolves in the game don't really do that. And then there's also, like, things like moose, bear, there's deer, but deer cannot kill you. There's also, like, diseases and stuff you can get, like food poisoning, scurvy. There's also a cougar, which is kind of just, like, it's different. Like, basically, like, oh no, I'm gonna stop talking about The Long Dark and move on to something else. I mean, there's also, I'm gonna move on from talking about games. Oh yeah, another hot take. Soda is disgusting. It just is. Soda's disgusting. It's awful. It's just like the fizz of soda is just like weird on your tongue, and it's disgusting. It's like weird in a bad way. It's like awful. For example,
if you carbonate anything, which is just making like fizzy, then you're gonna like. For example, lemonade is good. Not carbonated lemonade, then it's awful. Orange juice is good, but when you make it like orange soda, then it's awful. Because then you just took orange juice and carbonated it, making it awful. Like, it's awful. Anyway, I can't really elaborate on that anymore, because that's just, I don't know. It's hard, like, to elaborate on that. What else could I yap about? Hot dogs are disgusting. They're just awful. Hot dogs are just, like, it's not, like, the bun that I don't like about the hot dogs, because, like, I'm, like, I know buns are, like, most of the, it's potato buns, but, like, and I already yapped about how potatoes are just awful. But, like, I'm fine with eating a potato bun because, like, the potato I don't taste, and I actually do taste the burger, like, on the inside, or in this case, the, like, sausage, I guess. And, yeah, so, like, I don't care. It's just something for my hands to hold on to that tastes pretty fine, I guess. I don't know. But sausage is awful. I really don't know how to explain myself here. Just sausage is just not good. It's just disgusting. It's just, sausage is awful. And then I also want to say that tiramisu is by far the best dessert. By far. If you do not know what tiramisu is, you are a weirdo. I mean, I'm probably a weirdo, but, like, you know, not probably, I am. But tiramisu is just, like, really tasty. I don't know how to describe it, but, like, it's really good. It's, like, an Italian food. If you ever go to, like, an Italian, like, market or, like, a place where you can, like, a bunch of Italian food is sold, you can probably find tiramisu. Also, you also can find it at Wegmans. Their tiramisu is okay. But I would recommend going to, like, an Italian market or place. And it tastes good. Yeah. Yeah. Tiramisu is amazing. Cookies are probably, like, a close runner-up. Because, like, chocolate chip cookies are just, like, so tasty. Like, A, you have that chocolate. B, you have, like, the dough. And it's amazing. And, okay. You might be like, you need milk if you're going to eat cookies. I'm going to say you need to warm up the cookie if you're going to eat the cookie. Cookies are, like, 2,000 times better if they're warm. They are, like, so much better if they're, like, warm, okay? Like, if you're going to have a chocolate chip cookie, A, warm it up, and B, also have the milk, because the milk also does make it a lot better. Yeah. Yeah. Then probably, like, third for the best desserts are probably, like cake. And I'm going to say vanilla cake is better than chocolate cake. Vanilla anything is better than chocolate anything. Vanilla ice cream is better than chocolate ice cream. But, like, the best type of ice cream is cookies and cream. Like, because cookies and cream is just, like, so good. Like, it is, like, says, so instead of just having one flavor, like, vanilla or just chocolate, you get to also have, like, the, like, basically, like, Oreo-tasting stuff in the center that tastes so good. It's, like, amazing. And as you could probably guess, I like Oreos. Oreos are good. Yeah. But, yeah. And, yeah. Oh, wait, back to the cake thing that I was talking about before I got sidetracked from all the ice cream. Vanilla is better than chocolate because I don't know how to explain it. Just vanilla is just objectively better. It just is. I don't care if you like chocolate. Vanilla is just objectively better. It is better. Also, cupcakes are better than cake, I would say. Cupcakes are better than cake. They are, like, I just think they're better. I don't know why. They just taste better, okay? Anyway. Also, I went to somebody's birthday party a bit ago, and they had chocolate and strawberries on the birthday cake. These two do not belong to go together. Pineapple on pizza, awful combination. It's like, you cannot have, like, awful, like, there's just so many bad combinations in the world. Like, I don't know what else to say, but, yeah, I don't know. There's a, like, strawberries in chocolate cake. Like, I like strawberries, I like chocolate cake, but they don't go together. It's like saying, I like cookies, I like mustard, except I don't actually like mustard, but, like, saying, I like ice cream, I like ketchup, why not ketchup on ice cream? Like, you just can't. Like, strawberries on chocolate cake is disgusting. Just have a chocolate cake or just have strawberries. And the strawberries wasn't just strawberries. There's also, like, a strawberry, like, jelly on the bottom. So, you know, like, it was, like, strawberry jelly and chocolate cake. It was just, like, outrageous. It was disgusting. It was awful. Okay? Okay? And it just was awful. Sorry if my friend is watching this right now, except I doubt he is, but yeah. Sorry, CJ. But anyway, okay, just gotta waste 30 more seconds till it gets to the 20-minute mark. Okay. Also, beavers are just the best animal in the world. I don't care what else you think they are. And capybaras are the second best animal in the world. I don't care what you think. They are the best. And this goes to prove that rodents are the best type of animal in the world, because the top two animals in the world are both rodents, meaning that rodents are the best animal in the world. Oh, past 20 minutes. Okay, well, that episode was great. And, yeah, anyway, I'm done with this. Ha ha.